Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. We're having a couple of audio issues, but we're going to come back and do part two tomorrow. But I do want to start talking about this a little bit because this music and this TV issue that we're having where people, it's affecting marriages, it's affecting how people relate to one another on their jobs. It's affecting pretty much every aspect of life in a negative way. And what's amazing is while it's affecting everything in a negative way, the people that are being used are getting rich. They're richer than us, y'all. They're getting things that we can't get from our 9-to-5. And we're going to do a couple songs, and I may come back to a couple songs. Like I said, parental discretion is advised. You know, if I quote something that's said in this song with a cuss word, I apologize. But it's going to be hard to talk about this topic without it. And with that being said, let's begin. It's the first song I want to go to. The name of this song is called Little Bit by a guy named K. Camp. Now, again, I'm not going to, like, try to destroy these guys. A lot of these guys, I'm not going to just play the black entertainers. I'm going to play all different groups of entertainers. And this guy's name is K. Camp, and the song was called Little Bit. Now, I don't know his background. I didn't do any research yet, but I'll try to come back to that for you. This particular guy had everything from lesbianism to drug use to alcoholism all wrapped in one. And what's amazing is not to defend him too much, because there are other avenues that this man could have took than to talk about getting fucked up, excuse me. And girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Then he telling you, come on, let's go do it. That's what's amazing to me. Now, it's hard. You hear me talk all the time about how hard it is in this world for a black man. First hired or first fired, last hired. But yet this ain't the solution, you know. But this guy knows and understands that he's not going to get the things that he wants in life from these jobs. And he knows and understands the type of people that he's going to have to work with on these jobs. And unfortunately, it led to this. We got to make it a little easier for ourselves in this world. Because, like I say, nobody wants to be broke. Being broke is the hardest thing in the world. I'm not going to go that route, and I wouldn't tell you to go that route either. You know, if you hear some noise in the background, I apologize. That's coming from outside. But so the guy was telling you to abuse drugs, you know, engage in lesbianism, joining in lesbianism, girls kissing girls. And then he condoned it. And people think, I was talking to a guy at one of my former jobs, and he was going with a girl that told him that she was in love with another girl in the past. And he was complaining to me about, like, some of the issues that he was having with her. So I told him, like, well, you know, you set yourself up for that, man, you know. But the reason why all of this stuff is going on, because, number one, the church has a bad reputation. It's not popular to carry a Bible around. It's not popular to say you're saved. One reason is because they see us all not getting along. People want to have a good time, and they want to get along. And if they got people in their family and people in that church that they probably visited when they was little, they know something about what was going on, they're going to turn the other way. See, we ain't got much time to get this right and to get these souls to escape from the fires of hell. We don't have much time to get it done. But, you know, if we continue to basically sit back and not do this believer thing the right way, you know, it's not for us to, like, bash them or anything like that, but we got to tell them. They got to know right from wrong. You see, what most of y'all do, you know, you got the preachers with the most influence. All they want to do, like, just go along, go with the flow, you know. Just go with the flow. And that's not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. You got the rock music condoning suicide, and I'm going to play a little bit of that and elaborate on it if I can understand what they're saying. But it's a lot of things going on with the youth today, you know, and even being a former correctional officer, I may do it again because I like it, you know, dealing with the youth. Who I didn't like dealing with is the so-called staff, the co-workers, in each other's throat, in each other's business, snitching, trying to get each other in trouble. That's what I didn't like. So that's why I wanted to play that song first. And like I said, we're going to come back to it tomorrow. We're going to do more songs, but I'm going to go to a couple more songs in this particular broadcast. And like I said, we're going to come back to it tomorrow. But let's take a look at some of the rock music. You got people killing themselves on Facebook Live. You got people thinking it's okay to do drugs. Why do they take these routes? Why do they go these routes instead of praying, instead of fasting, instead? Well, like I told you before, because we're not doing a good job leading them by example. They see us into it. They see us arguing. They see us fighting. They see homosexuals singing in the choir. They hear about the mess that goes on, so they don't listen to us. And then the ones that maybe don't have a mess going on, they don't have their financial life together, like Kate, what's his name? Lil Bit. The dude got all the latest fashion on. Kids follow that stuff. Not saying we should be dressing like that, but kids gonna follow, kids gonna believe and they don't go by what they see. They don't go by what they see. So let's go into this rock, the suicidal rock, satanic worshiping rock. Let's go into that a little bit. And like I say, if I can understand what they're saying, then I will elaborate on it a whole lot better. Metallica is still making songs all these years later. That was like the music to a song that they just recently made called Atlas Rise. Now, if you ever read the book Atlas Shrugged, then Atlas Shrugged is basically talking about the plan of the Illuminati to basically take over the world and how they're going to do it. So let's go look at some of Metallica's previous lyrics. Metallica, I went. You know what's funny is I went to school with a couple guys that their favorite band was Metallica. One of them name was Larry, and the other one name is John. Larry had no shame in telling you that he didn't believe in God. He used to wear those Metallica shirts every day, AC/DC. You know, and him and John were basically best friends. Well, after we all graduated, I read about something that happened with Larry and John. You see, Larry and John didn't have no morals. John basically was having an affair with Larry's wife. And Larry, when he found out about it, he killed John. He killed his wife, and he killed himself. Now, I want to just kind of like skim and look up some of his lyrics. Look up some of those lyrics about suicide. And Metallica often talked about it. Now, Metallica has a song called Cyanide. And it goes like this. I'm just going to read the lyrics real quick. The song Cyanide goes like this. Sleep and dream of this. Devil angels kiss. Brings final bliss. Don't believe it. Empty are they. Death. Won't you let me stay? Empty, they say. Death, won't you call your name? Oh, call your name. Suicide. It says, I've already died. Then it goes on to say, it's just a funeral I've been waiting for. Living dead inside. Break this empty shell forevermore. Wait patiently for your death wing, black wings. Unfold, sleep, spreading them. And then it goes on and continues to say, just like the hook is, suicide, I've already died. Now, if you're always hearing that, and then something goes wrong in your life, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to try to fulfill that thing you heard. And remember, Metallica don't care nothing about you, nothing about me, nothing about anybody. All they care about is their little dragon, darkness, and making that money from those rock songs. See, that's all they care about, because when they're MK Ultra, and which is why the reason why they're still making music to this day, and their music, in my opinion, sucks. It doesn't even sound like music. That's my opinion. But they're still doing it because they can. They can do it. They can. And then you go to the gospel music. Let me just go into a gospel song, because that's not the solution. People say, well, you know, I don't listen to nothing but gospel. Oh, really? Really? Let's go into that once. Then we're going to just have a little discussion real quick, if you will. If I can find a particular song. But I'm just going to keep talking while I'm looking for it. Like I said, you know, you have songs that are written by gospel artists that, you know, they have a dark side, if you will. And I'm not saying that everybody that is not, you know, nobody's perfect. But, you know, that's not the answer to try to listen to these guys, because they got them skulls that they don't want to get rid of either. See, I tell you what it is. The Most High ain't talking that much. He knows the time is short, so he's not talking that much. So everybody say, oh, I got weak, they like to say. You ain't get that weak. You a man tucking your penis and dressing as a woman. There is no excuse for that. How can you even think that the Most High is going along with that? Now listen to this. Good song, man. One problem, though. A lot of these guys engage in homosexual activity, and then they get caught, and they want to make all these excuses. All these excuses. And see, you got to understand something about music, is that when we listen to music, right, you do. It's true. You want to listen to what's being said. You want to get into it. You want to enjoy the sound of it. But yet, a lot of times, what ends up happening is whatever that person has going on in their life, it's going to be in their music. It's almost like making a pot of soup when you got a cold, when you got the flu. You coughing over the pot of soup. you're going to get somebody sick. That's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. And this particular guy and many other, Chris Hill, just ordained by T.D. Jakes to start the Potter's House in Denver. And I guess the pressure was too much for him. He commits adultery. And his wife, you know, I kind of applaud his wife because his wife, you know, the man was trying to hide and she put him on blast over online. And that's how we have to do. You know, if you know somebody doing something that's not right, regardless of what it is, homosexuality, lesbianism, or any of that, put them on blast. Now, I want to go back to another hip-hop song. We're going to talk a little bit about this song tomorrow as well. Because a lot of these songs, a lot of people just don't realize that they be telling kids to rebel on the sneak tip against their parents. Here's another song. If I can get it to play, for some reason it don't want to play. But I'm sure the teenagers in your family, more than likely, and even yourself, probably have heard this song. This is like a newer song. And this is not the first person that entices rebellion against parents in the song. And you can hear it, it's blatant as we begin to close. You know, like I told you before, I'm having like audio issues today. We'll get it right. We'll get it situated tomorrow a little better. But here's the song. I'm going to pick up with this tomorrow. We'll just talk about it. Basically, the song is by an entertainer by the name of Migos. And the song is entitled White T-Shirt. And in the song, he says that his mama told him not to sell work. For those of you who don't know what work is, it's dope. And 2017, more than likely, is marijuana, weed, as well. So in the song, he goes on to say that his mama told him not to sell work. But a lot of people don't get the hook when he says 17-5, same color T-shirt. What he's basically saying is, even though his mama told him not to do it, he's telling you what he got from it and what he had on when he did it. And another song, there's other songs out there like it as well, that, you know, basically the song, you know, they got on the nicest clothes and fur coats, all types of things that people would desire. And they basically, they're talking about how they get it. 17-5, same color T-shirt. Now, 17-5, they're talking about basically getting kilos. There's a rumor, I call it a rumor, that in the South, they can basically get a kilo of crack or cocaine or whatever it is. But you know, that's you know, that number has been disputed, but they're saying basically that they're getting it done. So when your 7-year-old is at school saying, "Mama told me not to do this, Mama told me not to do that," and then in his mind, he's hearing the result. The result, you do what you feel like you want to do. Never mind what Mama say. I'm telling you, kids, that's not the answer. Because even I'm telling you, most people's mama, if she doesn't have some type of mental illness or she doesn't have some type of drug problem of her own, they're going to tell you the right way to go. Even if they're not going the right way, they're going to tell you the right way that you should go. And you have to learn how to listen to them. Because I'm telling you, if you don't listen to them, it's a chance. It may cost you your life one way or another, your freedom or your life altogether. Bring about death. Got to listen to them, you know. And you have to, you know, it's sad that the music is this way. It's sad that the show, the TV is this way. You got a show called The Orange is the New Black with gay people in prison. Everything that's negative is the new black. They say gay is the new black. Orange is the new black. See the propaganda in it? We're going to talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. We got a late start. We have some audio problems, some other issues as well. But we're going to come back to this particular subject tomorrow. So I ask you, if you haven't followed me on Blog Talk Radio, to do so. And if you haven't heard some of my other podcasts, feel free to go to them and listen to them. But we're going to pick back up with this music and this media, talking about it tomorrow. I'd like to thank you for listening. Again, I apologize for the audio problems that I'm having today. And it's going to be better tomorrow. We're going to have more music coming your way tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.